actually came quite sudden, to be honest. Obviously, you know, there's one or two overseas players that were available and now aren't available. And then Mark got in touch with me while I was in the IPL now and just found out if I'd like to play. And yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
And did that connection come through Mark Davis? Do you know Mark previously? Or?
Obviously, I know he used to play for the Titans back in South Africa. That's where I play. And he's quite good friends with our coach there now, Rob Walter. So that's where the connection came from. And yeah, it just started chatting to me and it sounded like a fantastic place to come play.
And I was watching you warming up out in the middle today. Quite a difference because you've been out in India and all of a sudden from the warmth there to the cold here.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock to my body, but I actually prefer this over here. I'm a little bit over the whole 40 degrees, 96% humidity out there. So yeah, this is actually quite pleasant.
And what's it been like being out in the IPL over the last few weeks?
That's, you know, it's always a fantastic learning curve. You know, even going out there, not getting so much game time per se. It's just, you know, being surrounded by the best players. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have guys like Chris Gayle, Virat Kohli, Abe de Villiers, you know, just to name a few in that side at Bangalore. So, you know, just to see them going about doing their job and, you know, what they're all about. And it's just, you know, like I said, not even playing. It's just you learn so much from them.
And one of your teammates there was, of course, Chris Jordan, who's going to be in the same dressing room as you tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, it was nice having CJ there. And obviously, you know, he butted me up a little bit coming over here and, you know, telling me what an awesome place it is. And he also had a fantastic tournament, made a real good impact for us when he got there. And, you know, we were fortunate to get him. I know there are a lot of other teams who were bidding for him also. So, yeah, he had a fantastic tournament.
And you know all about Chris Gayle at close quarters. He's going to be in the other dressing room tomorrow night.
Yeah, I've had the fortunate part of being on his same team. So now, you know, I'm on the other side of the wheel this time. But yeah, it's going to be a good competition. He's always, you know, he always plays hard and, you know, comes hard at you. So hopefully he has an off night.
And how do you bowl at Chris Gayle in T20 cricket?
You just hope that he has an off night, actually. You know, obviously, you know, seen out in the IPL, there are guys that have certain plans to him. And, you know, you just got to have strong game plans and hopefully you execute them well on the night.
And we hear about a lot about the Big Bash. We hear about the IPL. What do you hear around the world about the T20 competition over here in England?
Yeah, it's a fantastic tournament to be involved in. You know, you've got some really strong players and, you know, you got some of the best internationals coming out to play in the tournament. And, you know, the UK is always a lovely place in the summer to come visit and, you know, be out here for a couple of weeks. It's, you know, really fortunate to be here.
And how difficult is it coming into a dressing room where we don't know too many of the players, David?
It's always a little bit tough. You know, that first meeting's always a bit awkward. You don't quite know, you know, what the banter's about. But, you know, the guys have just made me feel so welcome from the moment I stepped in. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, spending a couple of weeks with them.
And looking forward to tomorrow because it's, you know, virtually a sellout here tomorrow. You know, Somerset, you know, your first game on English soil, I guess that's terrific.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's always nice playing your first game at home, you know, getting the local crowd to get to know you a bit. And oh, it's going to be a fantastic game. Like I said, it's a sellout and it's still early part in the competition, so everybody's trying to make an impact. So it's going to be a good game.
And in terms of yourselves, for Sussex supporters, perhaps who haven't followed your career, can we expect you obviously going to be bowling, but some batting as well? Can they expect from yourself tomorrow?
Yeah, it's, you know, bowling wise, it's just, you know, going out and executing your plans as well as you can. And batting, just swing hard and hope you find some in the middle and, you know, it works out for you in the night. You know, death hitting at the end there is, it's often a lottery and it's a hit and miss, and you've got to rely on other guys, you know, missing their skill for you to do yours.